I'm Gwendolyn Christie, and this is the Callisto Protocol Helix Station.
Episode 6, Meltdown.
Don't move!
Dad?
Jennifer? Thank God you're alive.
Lennox? You're supposed to be dead. There was a body. We found a call.
There was an unfortunate situation.
Dad, put the gun down. She's on our side.
We're the only people on our side, honey.
No, Percy's been protecting me.
These people aren't your friends. They're UJC, Black Iron. They're here to kill us, sweetie.
I'm not UJC, not Black Iron. I'm a skip tracer who was hired to find you. Now, whose body was that in the noodle shop?
It's okay, Dad. You can trust her.
Okay. The body belonged to one of the inmates down in the lab. He escaped with us. Helped me smuggle the biophage from Black Iron. But when we arrived, we ran into that haywire security bot. And, well, he didn't make it. I figured if I uploaded some of my memories to his core, make him seem like me, it might throw those Black Iron bastards off our trail.
Juniper, why didn't you tell me about another inmate?
I just figured he and my dad were both dead. And if not, then maybe one of them could come save me. So I didn't say anything. This was before I knew you.
You're something.
After I altered his core, the robot came back. I tried leading it away from Juniper, but we got separated. I've been lost down here ever since. This place is a labyrinth.
I thought you were dead.
I'm so sorry, kiddo. It's okay. I'm not leaving you again.
Listen, Lennox. You need to figure out whose side you're on, because we need to move.
What have you got in mind?
We're gonna blow this station to hell once and for all.
What?
Your frozen friend thawed out, and your little parasites are all on the loose. Now half the station's probably infected by those damn things you cooked up in your lab.
Wait. People still live here?
Gummers. And more than you'd think.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I had no idea.
This whole thing. This is all on you, Lennox. What the hell were you thinking, flying an infected corpse out of Black Iron?
I thought Helix was abandoned. That's why I chose it. I brought the specimen here because no one would believe me unless I had proof. Would you have believed it if you hadn't seen it with your own two eyes?
It was selfish, dangerous. People are dying, and it's your fault.
I know. I'm sorry. What have I done?
Dad, please, put the gun down. We can trust her. Percy will help us.
I'm a shit shot anyway. Okay. We have to contain this thing. No matter what.
Percy!
Prendergast?
Who's that?
Another friend. Come in, Prendergast.
Eric Dice in the command center! Shut up! Get off of me!
Prendergast,
do
you copy?
Ah! Die, you slimy piece of shit!
Prendergast, come in!
Listen, Percy. The gummers are coming. I can see them on the monitors. There's a horde of those bastards. They've all turned.
Come in, Prendergast. I can't hear you!
They're headed you...
Prendergast!
What did he say?
I don't know. It's the radiation. There's too much interference down here. Let's get those reactor doors open and...
Whoa!
Percy, you okay?
You're just getting a little wobbly. That's all.
Is it that you don't have your medicine?
Yeah, I think it misses me.
Juniper, what's going on? Is she okay?
It's just a little withdrawal. That's all.
Let's get her up.
I'm fine. All right. We're gonna open the reactor and blow this place all to hell.
Okay.
These explosives have 10-minute charges. That's 10 minutes to get off the station.
What about your friend?
Prendergast knows the plan. Once we're out of this dead zone, we'll tell him to get his ass back to the ship.
Let's open up the door to the reactor then. If you're up for it.
All right now, Juniper, listen. I need you to spin the lock at the same time as me. You hear me?
Yeah, same time. Got it.
You want me to do it?
I trust her. You, I just met. Once we do this, the radiation is gonna spill out. We might get real sick if we don't move quick. When the door opens, I'll set the timer on those bombs. Then we run. Helix is going night-night.
Got it.
All right then, you ready? Spin the dial to unlock on three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
You think those explosives are still going to work?
I don't see why not. You two stay back. I'll be right out.
Percy, be careful.
You got it. Okay. Just set the timer.
You will die, you bitch! You killed my kids! It was you who did this!
Why didn't you save me, Percy? You will sink me.
Set the timer. They're not real.
Get behind me!
Hey, Grunt! Over here! Everyone okay?
Barely.
Percy! Percy!
Prendergast?
They're coming, Percy! A horde of gummers! They've all turned! Run! Run!
Let's go! They're coming! Get us out of here, Prendergast!
Take the next left down the hall.
Where do we go?
Right corridor. 50 yards ahead, we got a service elevator that would take you straight to Helix Market.
8 minutes! Move your asses! Come on, sweetie.
Hey, who the hell is that down there with you?
It's Lennox.
Lennox? How? You're supposed to be dead.
Not yet. No time for stories, Prendergast. We've got to get off this goddamn wreck. Everybody in! Come on, come on!
Prendergast, we're in the elevator.
All right, good. After the elevator, it's a straight shot to the docking bay.
What about you? How are you going to make it to the ship?
Lennox, do you still have the Black Iron chip?
Huh?
Do you have the chip? Can you fly?
Yeah, of course I still got it.
Okay, good. When you start the ship, the docking bay door should open automatically.
Shit! They're on top of the elevator!
Oh, God.
Get down!
What's happening?
They're tearing through the goddamn cables!
It's gonna snap!
Okay, I'm overriding the elevator's top speed. Hold on! When I hit the brakes, these fuckers are gonna splatter the walls!
Hang on tight!
Hold on to the rails!
Hitting the brakes! Everyone okay?
Yeah. We're good. Just got some gamma guts dripping down the walls.
taking you back down to Helix Market.
Thanks, Prendergast.
How much time?
5 minutes.
We're not gonna make it.
We'll make it.
Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to make my flight.
These bastards have me surrounded. Well, it looks like Helix is going to be my last stop.
What? No, Prendergast!
Sorry, kid, but I'm staying.
Prendergast!
If you'll excuse me, ladies, I got a hot date with some gummers. Tell Black Iron I offer my resignation! I quit!
No!
It's okay! Hey, remember what I said. Survive now, cry later. Come on! Ship's just through those doors! Move! Go on!
Percy! Behind you!
Shit!
We got you, Percy. Come on.
Get on board. Now, now, now.
A few steps forward, Percy. Come on.
I can't see.
Let me look. Oh, God. Percy, your eyes are...
I know. They're gone.
Percy, I'm...
Come on! Help me... just help me get to the helm! What's happening?
They're all over the ship. Hopefully we can still get this thing off the ground.
Docking bay doors open.
Okay, Lennox. Get us the hell out of here!
I'm on it. Everyone hang on.
We've got less than a minute.
Hitting the thrusters! Everyone hold on!
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Enjoy the silence, Helix.
Blast zone.
Did we make it?
Sounds like it.
We're not out of this yet.
What now?
We still got those mines.
Can he navigate around them?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, good. Because I'm going to be no use spotting any.
Oh. Juniper, take Percy to the med bay and wrap those eyes.
Okay.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Does it hurt?
Yeah. I guess I'm just lucky I can't see how bad I look.
Don't worry. We'll get you some ocular implants.
My eyes have probably seen too much anyway. But listen, I think your dad might need your help upstairs. He could probably use another set of eyes looking for mines.
Okay. You should rest anyway.
I'll try. Lennox, you hear that? Shit.
Percy, you there?
I'm here.
Listen to us carefully. A biophage is on board the ship.
It's not just a biophage. Percy, it's Metzger. He's on board.
We can see him on the security cam. He's destroying the engine room.
You both stay in the cockpit. I'm going in there. But Juniper, I'm going to need you to guide me.
No, I'm coming down there.
Lennox, you keep her in the cockpit.
Don't be stupid, you can't even see.
Just shut up and listen, or we're all dead. Let's even the playing field. Lennox, hit the lights. If I've got to face this thing blind, then we should be blind together.
Percy.
All right, I'm killing the lights in the medbay in the engine room.
Okay. Juniper. Can you see me on night vision?
Yeah.
Find me something.
Okay, there's a fire axe on the wall. 3 steps to your left. You'll have to break the glass.
Okay.
Be careful where you swing that thing. The engine room has 2 battery towers filled with acid.
Gotcha.
The door to the engine room is a few steps forward. He's right in front of you. I don't think he knows you're there. Raise your axe. Take 2 steps forward. It sees you! Percy!
Die, you piece of shit! Where's the battery tower?
It's at your 10 o'clock, a few feet ahead of you.
Claws and nose of me! You ugly fucking bastard!
There! You're there! You're right in front of the battery!
Hey, Metzger! How about a bath?
Down here.
I told you to stay in the cockpit.
I just saved your ass.
Don't you ever listen to anybody?
No! Percy.
I can't breathe much anymore.
No.
I'm dying.
Stop. No, we can fix this. We can perform surgery. Dad, get down here!
Juniper, it's too late. I'm not gonna make it.
You said we'd both make it out of this alive. You can't. You promised.
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to break that promise.
Then you lied.
Yeah, I guess I did. It's okay. Don't
care. Percy.
Don't be afraid.
It's okay. It's over now, honey.
She's dead. They're all dead.
But we've got each other. That's what's important. We made it out alive together. She saved us.
What are we gonna do now?
I don't know. I made a mess of things. I've got blood on my hands. So I think what we do next is up to you.
Me?
Yeah. This is your life, Junebug. And you shouldn't have to pay for my mistakes. We can run, go into hiding, leave all this behind. You deserve some peace.
We can't do that. Those monsters are still on Black Iron, and we're the only ones who know. We have to find the outer way before it's too late. They can help us get the word out.
You have to be sure, kiddo. Because if we go down this road, it won't be
easy. Percy died trying to save us. So did Prendergast. If we hide, they died for
nothing. Then we
fight? We fight. This is when she said, it's okay to cry.
Come here. I love you.
I love you too, Dad. Let's get away from this place.
Episode 6, Meltdown. The Callisto Protocol, Helix Station, stars Gwendolyn Christie as Percy, Sam Littlefield as Prendergast, Michael Ironside as Kane, Caitlin Kinnunen as Juniper, Leland Orser as Lennox, Kevin Durand as Metzger Monster, with additional performances by Camille A. Burford as Mechanical Voice, Eric Scanlon as Malfunctioning Market Robot, Camille A. Burford as Mechanical Voice. Audio story by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block at Breaking and Entering. Written by Gregory Thompson and Tex Gresham. Directed by Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Executive produced by Paula Chowles and Rob Capps. Executive producers, Jake Emanuel and Willie Block. Produced by Gloria Bradbury and Tess Ryan. Original music and composition by Ryland Blackington. Music editing by Stephen Blevins. Sound design and mix by Sam Plattner. Sound design by Pacific Standard Sound, Jimmy Miller, Matt Yoakum, and Ryan Sullivan. Dialogue editor, Eileen Roberts. Casting director, Daryl Eisenberg and Ali Beans. Assistant director, Kyle Smithers. Script supervisor, J.C. Hines. Project manager, Cameron Mark Lewis. Production coordinator, Arati Misro. Production assistant, Ryan Mercatante. Audio engineering by Charles Carroll and David Wilson. Assistant editor, Beatriz Nerona. Trailer editor, Owen Granich Young. Production legal, Erica Jewell. The Callisto Protocol Helix Station is a Striking Distance Studios and Godfrey Dadich Partners production. Striking Distance Studios. Story consultants, Scott Whitney, Eric Lieb, and Glenn Schofield. Executive producers, Adam Kraus and TJ Kansuyi. Associate producers, Vincent Kwong and Daniel Jordanengo. VP Business Development, Blake Hennin. Based on the world of the Callisto Protocol, created by Glenn Schofield, CEO and Game Director.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.